Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Hopkins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Tiche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Les Tiche. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Turbeville. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Turbeville. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Turbeville fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiche fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Finney moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Finney moves to third. Fox moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards strikes out. One out. George Turbeville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turbeville strikes out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 1 in the game. Warsler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Les Tichet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tichet strikes out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Finney bunts towards the mound. Tichet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tichet fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Bonura moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonura moves to third. Appling moves to second. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonura scores. Appling scores. Hayes moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell strikes out. Two outs. Les Tichet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tichet is 0 for 1 in the game. Tichet hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNair. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Hayes applying the tag. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Turbeville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turbeville is 0-for-1 in the game. Turbeville strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-2 in the game. Warsler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. TJ fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hopkins bunts towards the mound. Turbeville fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Les TJ is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. TJ is 0-for-2 in the game. TJ hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Turbeville fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Turbeville. Sewell moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards the mound. Turbeville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to second. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. McNair hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks, Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonura moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonura scores. Appling moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. George Caster now pitching. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Caster, and towards Warsler, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling scores. Hayes moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-2, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson throws the ball into Warsler, who tags Sewell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hayes scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 2 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster strikes out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 3 in the game. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wasserler. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Les Teach A is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teach A is 0 for 3 in the game. Teach A hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 4 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wasserler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Fox reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Haas reaches second base with a double. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. Haas moves to third. Two outs. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas scores. Hayes moves to second. It's 8-2. White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McNair moves to second. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Snyder pinch hits for George Caster. Bernie Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.